We often see on the news tragic events that happen, and those that are heralded as heroes for stepping in at a time that many others would just pass by. And so think about something like a car accident happening on the side of the road, and you hear the interviews of the person who stopped and pulled that person from the car and saved their life just before the car caught on fire, whatever might happen. And we think of those people who do great things physically, saving people's life, even the doctors, that day in and day out in the ER and other places, as people come in and they're badly hurt and injured, and those doctors take the time and do what needs to be done to save a person's life. Think about this spiritually speaking, though. As we, before we knew Christ, before we obeyed the gospel put forth in the Bible, were lost in sin. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Our sin separated us from God and has kept us from that home in heaven." But God didn't want us to stay in that state. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, "For God is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." God didn't want us to perish, doesn't want us to perish in our sin, but has provided a way. John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me." And so we know to get back to the Father, get back to that relationship which we must have with God, that pure relationship, we've got to remove our sin. And the only way to do that is through Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. And so we follow the plan of Christ. We follow that saving message, and our souls are saved from that eternal punishment. But how do we learn of that? How do we learn about that gospel that saves our soul? Look at Romans chapter 10 and verse 15 if you have your Bibles. We see the words there relating to the preacher and the sending of those that would preach the message of Christ. Romans chapter 10 and verse 15. "How shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things." And how true it is that God's Word, the Holy Scriptures, are the good news. But think about those people who teach the gospel on a daily basis. Think about the person in your life who taught you the gospel. Did they not, by teaching you the gospel of Christ, by bringing you the glad tidings of good things, did they not save your life? Taking the time to stop and to see you as a person who was lost and without Christ, needing to know the saving message of God. And they took the time and they did what needed to be done to help you understand God's plan for your life. Thank God for those that teach the gospel. Thank God for the person who taught me the gospel. And thank God for the person that taught you the gospel, who had the heart, who saw the souls out there who were lost, to bring them the glad tidings of good peace. And so we praise God for those Bible class teachers, for the preachers, for those missionaries, for those Christians who day in and day out throughout the world teach the message, the saving message of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God for the people who teach the gospel.